Now, once again, I'm delighted to welcome Francis Clamp. Good afternoon, Francis. And I think that today you've really got the better of me.
Good afternoon.
Because we were going to talk about the Priory House in Brentwood. I thought I'd done a whole load of research on something. You now tell me that the building I've done research on is not the right one, because the one that you've got doesn't exist anymore. So all my hard work has done nothing.
Well, I can't work out where that priory is. I can't think of any building close to the centre of Brentwood that fits that description. But never mind. I will talk about the priory.
The right one.
Well, not necessarily right, because, I mean, all sorts of people might have called their home the priory at some time.
Well, this one dates back to the 16th century, so I honestly thought that it must be right.
Mine doesn't go back nearly that far.
Well, yeah, but yours doesn't exist anymore.
Here we go.
Right, go on.
Well, we talked recently about the chaplain's house, which once stood behind the chapel in the High Street. And today, we're going to look at the next building to occupy that site. So it's slap bang in the middle of the High Street, in point of fact. This was a large private house at 42 High Street, and it was known as the Priory. It had no ecclesiastical connections. It's believed to have been built around 1852. By 1855, the house was owned by Dr. Earle. But by 1902, it belonged to the Duncan family. It was sometimes described as the vicarage, but this was wrong. The Duncans appear to have called it the Old Priory. The gardens were extensive, extending to New Road, Copfield Road and Love Lane, now known as Crown Street. There were lawns, standard roses and Grecian urns, and the whole effect must have been impressive. Beech trees grew close to the brick wall beside New Road for about 100 yards, and these must have been amazing, especially in autumn when the leaves turned bronze. Few photographs of the house have survived, but it was apparently brick-built and of an L shape, and was extended several times and included a large Victorian conservatory. The Duncans had originally been lace merchants in Stoke Newington before settling in Brentwood. However, the owner, Alexander Duncan, only survived for 4 years. After that, various tenants appeared to have rented the property. But by the 1930s, it was owned by a Mr. Stallybrass. It was then sold and demolished to make way for the Odeon Cinema, still fondly recalled by some in the town. This was built around 1936-7. The garden, too, disappeared at that time. Time has now passed, and the impressive Odeon has also disappeared in the name of progress. Chapel High replaced this building, complete with its own dual cinema, and then that, too, was demolished to make way for the Baytree Shopping Centre. One writer said of the old priory, "There was a lovely old priory behind the chapel, which should have been preserved with as much care as any prized antiquity, for it was a building which charmed the town. Alas, it's now gone forever. And with very few photographs, it's hard to imagine what the area must once have looked like. Obviously, not every building can be preserved, especially as land becomes increasingly scarce. But before demolition, I feel it's essential to make a detailed photographic record for future generations."
Well, thank you very much for that. You say there's very few photographs, so obviously the photograph that I was going to put up on the website is completely the wrong one. So do you have a photograph?
Well, there are photographs, but the ones I've got are pretty bad because they're photocopies. But there must be photographs around somewhere. I'll see if I can find anything out about the photographs that exist.
If you're able to get one, that's fine. Otherwise, it's going to be a rather big blank.
I believe one of the local newspapers may have had one. Mm. Whether it's worth contacting them or not, I don't know, because the Gazette's moved out of the town, you see.
Yes, of course.
I think some of its photos went with it.
Right, OK, well, they probably made that as a snap decision. Sorry. So what is your subject for next week?
Now, I've got an interesting one for you to research next week.
Well, I haven't done much well with this one.
No, but I want to find out more about that. Thomas Wood, the monster miller of Billericay.
Thomas Wood, the monster miller?
Of Billericay.
Grief. And when was he around?
He was born in 1719.
Right, okay.
So he hasn't got a website or anything at the moment.
No, it seems fairly unlikely, to be sure. All right, well, we'll look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed.
See you next week.
See you next week.